From the music shed at Tanglewood for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, this is William Pierce welcoming you to another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 1977 Berkshire Festival with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director, conducting. For his program, Mr. Ozawa has chosen two works, Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta by Béla Bartók, and the Brahms First Piano Concerto in D minor, Opus 15, the soloist Claudio Arrau. The audience here in the music shed at Tanglewood is awaiting the appearance on stage of Seiji Ozawa to open his Boston Symphony Berkshire Festival concert with Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta by Béla Bartók. The four movements, Andante Tranquillo, Allegro, Adagio, and Allegro Molto. The strings are divided into a double orchestra with violins 1 and 2, violas 1, cellos 1, and basses 1 to the conductor's left, violins 3 and 4, violas 2, cellos 2, and basses 2 are to the conductor's right. In each case, the violas and cellos are placed more toward the center, while the basses are along the side walls. The timpani are in the rear center with xylophone and snare drum to the left, with cymbals and bass drum to the right. The harp, piano, and celesta are directly in front of the conductor, ranging from his left to his right. Incidentally, when the score calls for piano four hands, the celesta player doubles as the second pianist. Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta was commissioned in 1936 by Paul Sacher for the 10th anniversary of the Basel Chamber Orchestra. The premiere was given in January of the following year, and the performance turned out to be a triumph for Bartók, with the audience being extraordinarily enthusiastic and demonstrative. Paul Sacher recalled that Bartók's exactness was unique. He always carried a metronome and checked the tempi with it, even when he was playing himself. At the end of each movement, and often at the end of sections of movements, his scores indicate elapsed time in minutes and seconds. If, however, a passage was insufficiently clear at the indicated tempo, he would, for the sake of transparency, demand a somewhat slower tempo. At rehearsals, according to Sacher, Bartók was very patient and modest, but nonetheless stubborn in his demands. In point of fact, Bartók was to write two more works for the Swiss group, Sonata for Two Pianos and Percussion and Divertimento for String Orchestra, 1938 and 1940, respectively. By the time of the Divertimento premiere, Bartók was already in residence in the United States. In his program notes, Michael Steinberg recalls that Lawrence Gilman had what he had to say in the Herald Tribune in 1937 concerning Bartók's music for strings. Acrid, powerful, intransigent, a musician of darkly passionate imagination, austerely sensuous, ruthlessly logical, a cerebral rhapsodist, a tone poet who was both an uncompromising modernist and the resurrector of an ancient past. Paul Sacher regarded Béla Bartók, composer, pianist, and teacher, as one of the few great musicians of the 20th century. Bartók made his living as a teacher of piano, and he sacrificed most of his strength to the task of collecting folk songs and dances, particularly those of Hungary and Romania. Concerning this aspect of his life, Bartók in 1938 wrote, "I am working almost 10 hours a day exclusively with folk music. I should, however, work 20 to make even a modicum of progress. A painful position. I should so much like to complete my work before the new global catastrophe now in the air is upon us. At this rate, it's going to take quite a few years." Well, in point of fact, it was in his spare time that Bartók did his composing, usually during vacation time. Again, Michael Steinberg tells us that in 1936, Bartók was, when he completed the music for strings, instruments, percussion, and celesta, Bartók was 55, and then at the summit of his powers and reputation. He had begun to compose at 8, and he played the piano in public since he was 10. At 26, he had become professor of pianoforte at the conservatory in Budapest, succeeding his teacher, István Thomann, and over the course of 30 years, he had earned an enviable reputation as a collector and scholar of Hungarian, Romanian, Bulgarian, and Arabic folk music. He was even a success as a composer. It's true that his last American years were wretched, medically and physically, and that he was discouraged to the point of giving up, that the support tendered by Serge Koussevitzky, who commissioned the concerto for orchestra for Boston, and by Yehudi Menuhin, was literally life-saving. To imagine, however, that Bartok's whole life was spent in a condition of unrecognized genius is to have the picture quite wrong. There were, to be sure, failures and frustrations, like Mengelberg's cancellation of the New York premiere of the Piano Concerto No. 1 on Bartok's first American tour, or the endless delays and unpleasantness that dogged the early career of the miraculous Mandarin. But since the triumphant Budapest premiere in 1917 of his choreographic poem, The Wooden Prince, his importance was understood. He had a good contract with a first-rate publisher, and his music was widely and well performed. He accepted Paul Sacher's commission on the 27th of June, 1936, indicating in his letter that he was thinking of the work for strings and percussion. He completed the score 10 weeks later. Here is Seiji Ozawa for strings, music for strings, percussion, and celesta by Béla Bartók.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music for strings, percussion, and celesta by Bela Bartok. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. At the piano, Tatiana Yampolsky. Second piano and celesta, Jerome Rosen. Harp, Ann Hobson. Mr. Ozawa shaking hands with the first guests around the podium. Once again, here is Seiji Ozawa. He has asked Tatiana Yampolsky, Jerome Rosen, and Ann Hobson to stand. Now he's making signals to the timpanists for the percussion to stand. Now the strings. Another bow for Seiji Ozawa. With the Bartok, we come to the midpoint of our full-length broadcast concert, part of the 1977 Berkshire Festival with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Seiji Ozawa, music director. For this part of his program, Mr. Ozawa looks to the 19th century. Concerto No. 1 in D minor for piano and orchestra, Opus 15 by Johannes Brahms. The soloist, Claudio Arrau. The audience here in the music shed at Tanglewood is awaiting the return to the stage of Seiji Ozawa, who will be accompanied by our soloist Claudio Arrau for the Brahms D minor piano concerto. The three movements, Maestoso, Adagio, and Allegro non troppo. Brahms composed the first piano concerto during the years 1854 to 1858, when he was in his early 20s. The premiere took place in Hanover, when Joseph Joachim conducted and Brahms was the soloist. The first Boston Symphony performance was in 1900 when Harold Bauer was the soloist. Actually, an 1871 performance in Boston had been announced by Theodore Thomas, but it had to be cancelled. The D minor was Brahms' first venture into the orchestral field. Since Robert Schumann had already declared him to be the torchbearer of the Beethoven symphonic tradition, the young composer must have felt a great sense of responsibility to try to live up to such a prophecy. Strangely enough, the sanguine predictions publicly trumpeted by Schumann were based only upon a portfolio of piano pieces in manuscript. Initially, Brahms had intended what eventually became the D minor concerto to be his first symphony. His friends, as well as the young man himself, felt that the three movements completed and played in a reduction for two pianos were not yet ripe for a symphony. 19 years would go by before the first symphony in C minor was to appear in 1877. A proposal that the score be reworked as a concerto appealed to Brahms, and he used two of the three movements for this purpose. The new idea took 2 years to work out. The movement not used for the concerto eventually came to light as part two, Behold All Flesh, of the German Requiem. Claudio Arrau is now on stage with Seiji Ozawa for Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor, Opus 15 by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 1 in D minor for piano and orchestra, Opus 15, by Johannes Brahms. Claudio Arrau, a soloist with Seiji Ozawa in the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Returning to the stage, Claudio Arrau and Seiji Ozawa. The orchestra is standing with the two principals. A solo bow for Claudio Arrau. And once again, soloist and conductor, Claudio Arrau and Seiji Ozawa. The orchestra has remained standing, so I have to guess, but I think the cheers, Mr. Arrau and Mr. Ozawa, are back on stage. And with the Brahms, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 1977 Berkshire Festival with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. Heard earlier, music for strings, percussion, and celesta by Bela Bartok.